Hey guys, I want to start out this episode with a story. Considering this is an episode about holding the standard, I would like to tell you where that came from. So I was stuck in a rut in 2018. Funny because my episode released on Friday was about being stuck in a rut. So yes, I was stuck in a rut as well. But I knew I needed a change, unlike the guy I was talking about in that episode. And I actually acted on that change. My gym was doing okay at the time. I knew it could be better, but I'm the kind of person, if something's not working, I change it to be better. So I've been following a guy online called the Functional Coach, or Logan Gelbrich. And I hit him up and I was like, can I come and do a private mentorship with you for a week? This was literally just like, I had the idea and I messaged him like 10 minutes later. He was like, yep, no worries. So I booked a flight to Los Angeles in America. I flew there like 2 days later. And I started to do a private mentorship with Logan Gelbrich. He owns a gym called Deuce Gym in Venice, in Los Angeles. So the first day I met him, he rocked up in an Audi sports car and it was pretty fucking sick. It was like that first experience with someone, like, you know, when you meet someone who's like clearly balling and clearly well outside your scope of like where sphere or where you could get to. And it's quite like an awe-inspiring thing. You know, when you really meet like a savage or a baller, you can just feel it. Like they have like a different energy. So he picked me up. We drove to a coffee shop in Venice Beach called Great White. I don't know if it's there anymore, but it's like an Australian coffee shop. So you could get real coffee there, like not like the American, like percolated shit. It was like actual like lattes. I'm a sucker for an almond latte. So obviously you got an almond latte there. This guy was so much of a baller. He walked up. This is fucking weird. He walked up to the cash register. And then on the left was like a painting on the wall. He lifted off the painting and then behind the painting was like a secret menu. And I thought, this guy's obviously fucking in here. Like he knows what's up. So he orders us two coffees. No idea what they were. On the back of a secret menu, he even had like a secret style handshake with the dudes that were working there. We sat down and discussed why I was in America after that. And I told him about the gym. I told him what was going well. And I told him what wasn't going well. And he basically just said to me, you have really shitty standards. And he goes on to explain why I have standards and how it, like, why I have bad standards and how it manifests in my life. And it was like one of those moments where you just feel so seen and so like a rabbit stuck in headlights. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And I flew to Los Angeles. I think I probably spent like $5,000 on this trip. So $5,000 for like one piece of advice. And the advice was basically hold your standard or have better standards. And honestly, it was probably like the best $5,000 I ever spent. Since then, I hold standards in every area of my life to the highest degree. And people always say this to me, whether it's a good or a bad thing, but my wife says it. It's like, sometimes I feel like I struggle to meet your standards, which I don't think is a bad thing. Obviously, like if she feels that way, that's like probably not great for her, but it's great that that comes off. Well, I think it's a great thing if that comes off. So we'll go through the concept of holding the standard here. And I feel like hold the standard means maintaining a standard of excellence. If it slips, everything around you slips. Setting high standards for yourself may be challenging, but the rewards are definitely worth it. Think about like the best bosses or the best entrepreneurs or the best training partners you've ever had. They always have high standards. Is it someone that calls you out when your chin isn't touching the bar on a dip? Is it someone that calls you out when you're not like properly snatching, you're not doing a full snatch? Is it someone that calls you out if your bench isn't hitting your chest? Is it someone that pushes you for more reps, or is it someone that just lets you get away with half-assed shit? I know when I've been coached in a gym by coaches, the ball breakers and the ones that push you to that limit are the ones with the highest standards, therefore are the best coaches and usually look the best as well. So this is all related to standards. And then we could talk about standards in business here. So, you know, the best kind of entrepreneurs, are they someone that's going to let the standard slip and not post on social media, not make the sales call, not pitch the offer, not do them networking just because they don't feel like it? Or are they going to hit their standard of excellence and strive to have high standards at everything they do? It helps you really focus on what truly matters and be accountable for your actions. Remember, the only limit is the one you set for yourself. Don't settle for less. If you're someone that has shitty standards in your life, ask yourself how that's manifesting for you and how that is turning out for you in your life. Like the guy I spoke about in Friday's podcast episode, he has no to shit standards for himself. Therefore, he has shit life, a shit life. So I got a couple of questions here, four actually. What is your standard of physical practice? Is it, I train twice a week some weeks, I train five times a week other weeks, I train four times a week, or do you train five times a week every week? Is that your standard? Is that your absolute minimum? Next question is, what is your standard of nutrition? Do you eat whatever you want just because it fits in your calories and macros, or are you someone that eats clean and fits in their calories and macros? I can tell you, between the two approaches, there's going to be a massive difference in the way you feel, the way you look, your energy, and your general well-being and vibrancy. Third one is, what is your standard of recovery? Do you have a set bedtime, a set wake-up time? Do you have a set weekly schedule for how often you're getting in the sauna or the ice bath, stretching, these types of things? What is your standard of recovery? Is there any standards with it? And lastly, what is the is or are the standards you set for yourself in the workplace? Are they high standards? Do you let your coworkers get away with stuff? Do you call them out? If you have staff, do you let your staff get away with stuff, or do you call them out? I can guarantee you those with higher sets of standards will do much better. So I spent $5,000 to learn this lesson. I had to learn this lesson the hard way. Ever since then, I've had great success implementing holding the standard, and I know you could too. So there's one thing left to do, and that's hold the fucking standard.